All right, everybody, it's the Grim Lord here, and I made a blunder. So, I actually read the first part of Volume 12 instead of Volume 11. Yeah, it's already finished. I might release it a little later. A little earlier than normal, because, you know, we're already done. It's recorded. But I completely forgot about this one. I was wondering why shit wasn't making sense. Okay, now I'm gonna get filled in on what the hell I missed, and you guys will as well, so that's a good thing. By the way, guys, a little reminder, you know, obviously Dynamite and Amazon are the owners of The Boys comics, and it has been 12 years, and of course the comics are readily available and have been bought by me in several bundles. Like I said, there's been Humble Bundles, there's been Fanatical, there's a lot of different places where you can get them. So, you know, definitely pick the comics up. They're usually in bundles all the time. And, you know, I didn't really, not crazy about the Boys series, but, you know, support that on Amazon. If you want to, you know, support more Boys material or whatever. I'm going to stick with the comics, but you guys do you. I watched 3 seasons, so, yeah. Alright, guys, so let's go ahead and get started with 63. Whoops, there we go. Alright. Over the Hill with the Swords of 1,000 Men, Part 4. What's... is this for... are we, like, gonna interrogate him or something? Already done that. Bloody useless. Apparently the Homelander's out to seize power for Vought, but he don't know when and he don't know how. Him and Adeep got frozen out after the thing with Jack. But how the fuck did you get him? What do you care? Come on, Huey. You know what this is all about. Here. I told you I'd let you listen to this. Forgot all about it, but here you go. Hey, here he is. So how was Scotland? Hello? Dude, you look like you've seen a ghost. What's up? I think I fucked up. I killed some chick. I mean, I didn't mean to. I just fucking ran into the guy and sent him flying. I've never done anything like it before. It was so much easier than I expected. So? So he slammed into this girl I'm talking about and crushed her against a wall. And what did you do then? Oh, Homelander, A-Train's got a kind of a, well, I heard. What did you do? I got the fuck out of there, my kind of fast. Then you win a cookie. That was exactly what you should have done. Yeah, that's what I figured. Really, it's Vought's fault, expecting us to clean up their mess. Some C-lister goes off the rails, and they think there won't be any collateral? He's right, dude. It happens a lot more than you'd think. I mean, you use powers like ours in the real world. Well, you've got to expect a few civilians doing the whirly splat. Heh, really? Shit, yeah. I mean, you won't find this in the archive editions, but my man Black Noir over there once took out a school bus. Compared to him, you're a fucking virgin, dude. Vincent Castle! Vincent Castle! What the fuck? Who? Titus Danide! What? Oh, I know what he said. Oh my god! Butcher's going for it! I'm not so sure about that, but we have to leave. Oh, I'm glad that guy's gone. I got tired of doing the backwards talking. Fucking prick, you! For fuck's sake, aim you! Sally Bosch! You want gum? There, there! Fire! Turn it off. Listen, don't worry about that shit. Check this out. We've got the candidates. Turn it the fuck off! You fucking prick, you cunt! Do you have any idea what you did to me? Do ya? Do ya, you bastard? Do ya? Gah. You killed her, you stupid shite. You didn't give a fuck, but she was everything in the world to me. She loved me and I loved her, and everything was going right. And if it hadn't been for you, none of this would have even happened. Her name was Robin. Dude, I don't want to fucking die. I'm sorry for whatever you did. I'll do anything you fucking want. Shut up! Just don't kill me. Don't fucking kill me, okay? Please! Shut up, you prick! I'm trying to tell you about her! She's a real person. A human being. Please, I'm sorry! Shut up, I said! She... No! No, 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 don't kill me! No, 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 no! You stupid cut! Shut up! Shut! Ah! Huey, in my experience, there's no point making speeches, mate. I mean, you can try and turn it into a big scene, but he ain't listening. Look at him. Best thing to do is just to get it to fuck over with. I thought it was you. Mm-hmm. You're quitting? Looks like it. You think you can walk away from all this? You're fucking A right I do. Well, good for you. Hey, you stood up for me once. With Black Noir and those other pricks. Now you'll probably just say, don't let it go to your head, but I'm gonna make an ass of myself and say there might be someone in there, someone down under all those layers. So I'm also gonna say this might be the time for you to go too. And not just because the TV says please stand by in every single channel, either. I noticed that. If you still think this is the only place to run back to, well, you can probably sit out whatever's going on, no problem. You've got your view, you've got your meaningless shit. Otherwise, it's easy for you. You have someone. Actually, I'm not 100% certain that I do. He's been behaving like kind of a little bitch. They will do it. Yeah, I suppose I'm just gonna have to take the chance.
Ah, merde, nonsense, nom de Dieu, se défendre.
Don't just stand there. Get her. Dry hump. Kill the fucking bitch. Come on. Hey, you want gum? Wow. Stand down, now.
Well, monsieur, you would say that.
Team Titanic is to cease all offensive action. Medical personnel are on their way. They will treat your wound immediately. I need to speak to William Butcher without delay.
No doubt you do, vos sing the rendition.
Let me be clear, I am not surrendering, but I believe both your people and mine are the victims of a hoax. Your attack, preemptive strike, or retaliation?
Kissist.
I am asking you who you believe struck first. No. I ordered no action whatsoever. If you were attacked, it was not at my behest. My suspicion is that another individual has set Vought American and the boys against each other to keep us busy, while his own plans reach fruition. I believe it is in our mutual interest to find out what those plans might be. I am offering a truce, negotiation, and medical attention. If you believe me to be insincere, there is nothing whatsoever to prevent you from having your companion kill me.
To take over from the lamplighter, we're thinking pussy.
Hey! Turn it off.
Huh? Turn it off. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah. To make us up to 7 again. I mean, mob's no fucking fun. Hey, you want to see the photos?
I said fucking stop it, alright? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to have you play some tape and then I do something dreadful.
Dude, we got our fucking pick of the crop. We can have Shehemoth, the Crimson Countess.
Jesus Christ, you think I'm stupid? Stop!
Or one of the sluts from Mavericks. I don't know if you're in a jailbait, but check these out. I mean, old enough to bleed, old enough to... Jesus, who the fuck is that?
Hmm?
Oh, Peaches and Cream, that's Starlight from the Young Americans. You're wondering what she'd do to reach the high frontier?
For the last fucking time, they think we're shit.
You cunt! You cunt! How do you like it down on your fucking knees?
What?
Wow. Going somewhere? Going somewhere?
What's it to you?
I have a plan in place. You may have heard about it already.
But this has nothing to do with that.
No, this is personal. You know what I'm going to do to you.
Watch out, my lady. He's turned bad. But I'll protect you. I won't let him lay a hand on you.
Gah!
Yes, most wonderful woman of all, make me your living weapon!
It's a metal prop, you stupid whore. You seen this shit? Ah, no word from the White House at this time. We... CNN of gunfire coming from the Pentagon. NBC, cape figures on the ground and in flight at both locations. One early suggestion that superheroes have mobilized to defend government buildings is now Fox. Conflicting reports, but Oh Father has been in contact and has promised a statement. Looking like somebody dropped the big one. Yeah, all a bit weird where you excuse me. Yeah, all a bit where... Were you the night it started, innit? Here's our first surgical strike. All done, Frenchie? Oh, no, Monsieur Carcouter. There's been a development. Frenchie, are you all right? Oh, oui, oui. Perhaps a kilo lighter, but we are free to go wherever we like. You what? There is someone to whom you should speak, Monsieur. This is James Stilwell of the Vought American Corporation. Oh, this is Miss Butcher's little boy. What can I do for you? Your people are receiving medical treatment for injuries occurred during their assault on employees of this company. After that, they will indeed be free to leave. The Homelander sent Paralactic to attack you in our name. His intention was that you would retaliate, keeping both sides occupied while he pursued his own objectives. Proof? Paralactic are a joke, a copy of G-Copy. I'd send Super Duper after you before I thought of them. So what's the Homelander really up to? That's not completely clear. He's managed to convince a majority of the superhuman community to seize control of the U.S. government for Vought. Apparently is a standing force in support of President Newman. We, of course, have no such plans. We have no need to take violent action. We... Already have your fingers up Vic's arse, yeah. The wanker's been planning this for a while. He must have known Dakota Bob was going to be checking out early. I mentioned it to him at Herogasm. Clearly a tactical error. I'm telling you this in the spirit of full disclosure, so... I thought you lot could... Excuse me. That's not the right fucking voice. I mentioned it to him at Herogasm. Clearly a tactical error. I'm telling you this in the spirit of full disclosure, so... I thought you lot could clean up your own shit. We can. But to do so, we need you and your team to take a back seat. In that case, I got some bad fucking news for you. I don't hear from Frenchie and her inside an hour, you're dead. And personally, and... you personally. And you ain't gonna like the job I do on you, neither. See ya. Put out everything we got. Every channel and every site. 9/11. Gorokin and the G-Kitties. Katrina. All of it. Empty the fucking vaults and get it out there. The Homelander pictures. Especially them. Well, what are you doing? Going to Washington. You had your turn, Huey. Now I'm having mine. Next, 1, 2, 3, 4, United States Marine Corps. 64! Derek Robertson issue 64. Oh, fuck. Over the Hill with the Swords of 1,000 Men, part 5. I don't blame him. Trying to fly for that airspace tonight'd be suicide. Just gotta make sure we've got transport waiting in Dulles. And make sure the bloke in charge knows the score, will ya? How's the rest of it coming? Fuck. I didn't know they had that many. Magic. Yeah, alright then. See ya. I didn't even know we had half of this. Some of it's a bit of a giggle, isn't it? Just talking to Rainer there. All sorted. Meaning we're walking into fuck knows what, and she's nice and safe in her bunker. Aye, from what I've been seeing on the news, Washington's fucking crawling with soups. Count on getting a bit of a hand with them. It's the 7 in particular we've got to worry about, which is why I've got M.M. following this big hunch of his. Knows like a fucking bloodhound, that bloke. Huey? All I've been doing is trying to toughen you up, mate. I just can't stand the thought of you getting hurt. Cause this fucking world will eat you alive if you let it. How long now, mate? ETA is 14 minutes, sir. Source or sources remain unclear, but a tidal wave of images and documentation. Superhero communities seemingly over several decades. Allegations including heels of the recent scandal involving Jack from Jupiter.
fresh light on events in Washington, D.C. today, amongst others, links to Russian organized crime, whose destroyed levees to cause widespread flooding and what's been termed ethnic cleansing, freeing up valuable real estate for of a conspiracy involving the Vought American Corporation and President Victor Nuland with a program to push superhuman development on the Defense Department, ultimately replacing men and machines with tragedy of September the 11th when internationally famous Team the 7 are alleged to have boarded NORAD. I just blew a plane load of Americans out of the sky. If we let this one through, it was for nothing. Please. Most disturbing of all, a series of photographs showing the homeland. Enough. Oh. These don't open the whole way. You'll have to smash your way in or use laser vision or something. Try to do it quietly. I'm having the worst headache of my entire life. Chief, you sure about the authorization for these things? 100%. Okay, because I've never seen anything like them before. For starters, they're DU-tipped. Since when do AA missiles need an armor-piercing capability? And this little whatever it is here, I don't know how they're supposed to fly straight with those bolted on to the side. Jesus, the Joint Chiefs forgot to consult you again. Will you please just get the damn things on the rails? Because by the look of what's been flying in, you got everything not in Pakistan still to go. Security, stand down. But sir, we stand down. I won't be needing you. Wise. There's nothing they could do to help you anyway. I see Butcher's let the cat out of the bag. Only because of this nonsense of yours in Washington. I'd tell you how many years of work you've ruined, but I can't imagine you care in the slightest. Oh, let's not pretend I was going to get an invitation to that particular party. Once you had Vic in place and the defense contracts were coming in, we were all going to be replaced. You're growing the new me right now, some camo-clothed tactical genius version that does exactly what it's told. Still 80 over 60. You're about to be torn limb from limb, and you're completely calm. I think I've finally met a superhuman. Why? Because you've never managed to impress me? Think about it. This is par for the course with you. When have you ever done anything remotely interesting or original? What have you thought of to do that the lowest speck of this pointless species couldn't, were they to be granted your level of power? And what next? Destroy another airliner? Dismember more families? That kind of thing? A spoiled child's personal Auschwitz. It's so petty, it's actually quite embarrassing. I'm just glad I won't be alive to see it. What? You know, I think I'll save you the trouble. I'll jump. Stop fucking around. You think I need to impress you? You smug fucking cock-sucking prick. You really think I'm looking for... Oh, God. Kill me now. Just because I stood and took your shit when any time I chose I could have... Please kill me? You... Keep watching. Just keep watching. That's all I'm gonna say. I will. Believe me. Shut up. Shut up! Or I would if I thought you had something worth seeing. What the fuck do you mean they're still fighting? You superheroes, goddammit. We didn't have all the bulletproof guys up front. It got kind of confusing when we went in. Why hasn't Vic said anything yet? I mean, we've done this for him and Vought. You'd think he'd put out a statement or something. Yeah, the Homelander said there'd be something about it. Like Vic would say we were fighting Dakota Bob loyalists, rather. Where is the Homelander anyway?
Coming.
He's coming. He's on his way.
He said secure the White House for when he arrives. We done that. Your team should have taken the Pentagon by now, so what the fuck's keeping you from...
How come the cops are staying put?
I mean, they've been turning civilians away, but that's all. It's like they've been told to leave us be. Maybe they're waiting to see who wins. Maybe Vought got in touch already. Can we stick to the goddamn point here, please?
Oh, Father, can we get that statement now? Jesus fucking Christ. You didn't even tell someone to keep them out of here?
No comment. Sir, in light of... No comment. This is a dangerous area. There are still dissidents inside the building.
Sir, you still sticking to that story?
Fuck you say?
Oh, Father, among tonight's revelations was a confidential report concerning the recent medical examination of your wards, the junior team sidekick 12. Have you read the report? Do you have any comment on it? Jesus, the whole bloody army's here. Marines, Huey. Yeah? These boys are Marines. Might be a good omen. I was a bootneck myself. And again, I did get a lot me... I did get me lot fucking killed. Are you Butcher? That's me. Colonel John Lanham. Marfor Com. Sir, I am instructed to hand over operational control to you and await your orders. Cheers, Colonel. They told me promotion was on the cards, so long as I held on long enough. That's an awful lot of those flying wankers up there. Would that be your tactical analysis too, Lance Corporal Campbell? Eh? Oh, aye. What they been up to, anyway? Holding their position, at least since we got here. They've been watching us assemble, nothing else. Any sign of the Homelander yet? Mike, you saw him? Affirmative, sir. Maybe 20 minutes ago. Dropped down past the rest and entered the Oval Office. No sign since. Beyond that, all I can tell you is they seem to have kept it flyers only at this location. The ones at the Pentagon are nearly all. I guess you'd have to call them their ground forces. Sir, speaking of the Pentagon, I've been getting requests. No. Lads down there have to hang on as best they can. It ain't worth splitting our forces here. Not for some sort of rescue mission. We ain't got time to plan right. I concur, sir. Whatever happens, I think it'll be decided here. Oh yeah? What about our air support? What they're telling me is there'll be two groups, one of interceptors, the other primarily A-10s. Division of targets is pretty obvious. They're reluctant to initiate before dawn. They want daylight to minimize civilian casualties. Makes sense. Plus, they can keep in out of the sun. You know, I could fucking murder a cuppa. That means what you think it does, Lieutenant. Yes, sir. Private Zabernowski. Go with him, Huey. Don't let him make coffee, whatever you do. You know who'd have loved all this? Oh, Mallory. 120 Mike AP Finn stabilized. That plus every small arms DU round in the inventory. Tell them to aim for eyes, mouth, open wounds, the tankies especially. Make sure they give it fucking loads. Ta, Colonel. All right, Huey, that's me. Eh? What are you talking about? What was that about open wounds? Gonna try and make a couple. I'm going in there after the Homelander. But on your own? Mm-hmm. What about the others? Do you not want to wait for Frenchie and a female and M.M.? Wrong job for him. We ain't meant to be soldiers, Huey. We watch, we listen, we pick up intel. We only hit people when we know... We only hit people we know won't give us trouble. Or we think we can take because they're looking in the wrong direction. I ain't chucking the boys away on some fucking battlefield. What about you? Well, this is between me and Cunty Bullocks, isn't it? I told you it was my turn. You can't go in there by yourself. I'm coming with you. There's no fucking way. Oh, no, you bloody ain't. Colonel, if this lad comes after me, don't bother trying to grab him. Just have someone blow one of his kneecaps off, all right? Kneecaps off, all right? Cheers, Huey. See ya. God damn it. Pick up, you. Frenchie? Bonjour, l'être le maire. Oh, shit. All is well, mon brave. Le caution et vote was as good as its word. One news, monsieur Carcorter. Et petit Huey. Fucked. If I don't get through to one of them soon, the whole goddamn system crashed. Everyone's talking to everyone about the soup bullshit. M.M.? Huey, what the fuck you at, man? Excuse me, try that one again. That was good, just the wrong word. Huey, where the fuck you at, man? What the fuck is happening? Oh, Jesus, where to begin? There's fucking soldiers everywhere. The sky's full of soups. And Butcher's away into the White House to take on the Homelander single-handed. Huey, what about Black Noir? That's not the fucking right voice. Huey, what about Black Noir? About him. You seen him? You heard anyone mention him? No. I mean, just about every other soup in the world's here, but not him.
and just hanging in the sky watching Butcher walk in there. I'm not doing anything to stop him.
Yeah, I bet the goddamn homelander is already licking his lips. You go after him, get him to come the fuck back?
No, he made pretty bloody sure I'd be staying put, even turned his phone off. Listen, what's the big deal about Black Noir?
Fuck, he... Okay, legend got me into Vought's system again. I was right about the ident code being Black Noir. Huey, this whole thing, I think it might have been about him all along, man. I mean, we could have been looking in the wrong goddamn direction the whole time. I mean, this is the fucked up part of fucked up. Butcher walks into that place now and shit's gone down like I think it has? He ain't gonna find no fucking superhero waiting. He gonna be up against some other shit altogether. Next, my name is Michael Caine. 65. Derek Robertson's pencil sketch for 65. All call signs, this is AWACS. This is AWACS. We have you turning due west after final formation. RV looking good. Your targets are showing up clear as day. We have the same magic boxes as fitted to your AMRAMs, and we are getting an amazing picture. All call signs, at this time you are weapons free. Acknowledge? Big Duke 1, copy that. Preacher 1, copy. Idaho Leader, copy. Castle Red Leader, acknowledge. Top Cat Leader, copy. Payback Red 1, copy that. Archer Leader, copy loud and clear. Let's see who takes whose fucking job. Look at that! He did have brains after all. Over the hill with the swords of 1,000 men. Conclusion. See? Yeah. Not a dick hole in the back of it? Well, you know how it is. Impressive stuff. I'm not fucking trying to fucking impress anybody! I don't have to. The world's mine. People are toys. They're fucking paste. And you and Vought and all the other worm shit can fuck yourselves. I did this for me, not some corporate faggot wiping up his cum with banknotes. Me, because I alone have the might. I can take what's mine. I don't have to share. And that makes this whole fucking shitball my birthright. So really just the same old bollocks we've heard from every little Adolf gets a rush of blood to the cock. You couldn't think of nothing better to do, could ya? Well, here's your problem, cunt. People ain't your toys. One of them in particular, she was the exact fucking opposite of that. Ah, of course, now we're getting into it. The wife. He don't look it, but the homelander was grown from Stormfront's DNA. Stormfront was just a kid injected with Compound V back in the 30s before Vogelbaum took him out of Germany and handed him over to VAC. He was hot shit, no denying that. But the homelander was something else again. The V goes into the DNA, and the whole lot goes into an embryo. Some poor bitch gets set up to carry it to term.
Legend said?
Right. Which is why he grows up underground with a nuke ready to go off if he looks at anyone sideways. Eventually they figure out, okay, can't blame a newborn kid for going crazy, just bad luck he has the powers he does. I mean, birth's fucking terrifying anyhow. That's how come no one ever remembers it. Vought put a lot of money into this asshole. They don't want to just pull the plug. But all the same, they ain't taking no more chances than they gotta. They decide they need a way to put the homelander down if it ever comes to it. Not a bomb, shit like that ain't practical. Something they can use on him, no matter where he is, something they can send.
Someone! Fuck! Black Noir!
In one. They take the DNA and they fuck around with it some more. They're going for something new, better, stronger, on account of what he's gonna do. Or what he's gotta do, rather. Not that they tell the homelander in any of this. Far as he's concerned, Black Noir's just some kind of sidekick. And then Mauve and Marathon and the Deep come out of the same test tube, and all of a sudden they A-team. The homelander's happy because he's in charge. Vought are happy because they got their living fucking weapon right next to its target. Black Noir is happy because if he ever gets the word, and this is the goddamn reason he exists, don't forget, he can get right the fuck to it.
So, have Vought sent Black Noir after him now?
Ain't that simple. Brace your ass. I remember nothing about your wife. I'll take a guess and say rape and murder, but I have no recollection of her at all. That's pretty That's pretty typical. There are things I remember and things I don't. The airliner, yes. The family after Believe, yes. The love of your life, no. The things I'm doing in those pictures, no, definitely not. I was shocked beyond belief when I saw those. Thanks for popping those on YouTube, incidentally. There really is no going back for me now.
What is all this fucking shit? You trying to wind me up?
I'm not denying that, but I'm not lying. You, I can cut you in half by looking at you. What do I have to be afraid of? What possible reason could I have for not telling you the truth? Which is that I have no more memory of killing this cunt of yours than I do of my first shit.
Do you know what I've just remembered? Seeing you standing there with that fucking stupid thing. Marv! Speaking of cunts, Marv hit me with a sword!
What? What are you doing here? Time goes by and the seven make Vought. A goddamn fortune. Homelander looks like he's behaving himself. Everyone breathing a big fucking sigh of relief. Black Noir kinda slips into the background. Don't say much, don't do much. Company shrink can't get shit out of him. Just says the dude's kinda withdrawn. What they do see him is... him and the Homelander seem to be doing okay. They ain't close, but the Homelander kinda likes how Black Noir is always around. He don't know what the motherfucker's there for. All he sees is someone follows him places and does like he does. I mean, they go to Herogasm. They go to Doc Peculiar's. They even fucking girls together, if you can believe that shit.
Well, what's this got to do with what's going on now?
Getting there. What nearly sets shit off is the photos with the Homelander killing them folks. We don't know who sent them, but we make sure him and Vought gets copies the very next goddamn day. All we doing is fucking with them, saying we know the big secret. Don't ever get too fucking ambitious. Of course, Black Noir comes a cunt hair from getting the kill order then and there, but we never knew that at the time.
Well, why didn't they just go ahead with it?
Money again. Homelander's a walking fucking license to print it. They look at shit real hard and decide it's worth the risk. Families were identified from the pictures. Turned out they went missing 6 years before. So this gets called an isolated incident.
Well, they're evil fuckers, but I still don't see...
Yeah, there ain't much else in Black Noir's file. All I could do was think through what we know about him, which ain't much. Just more questions. How do you survive falling 5 goddamn miles on 9/11? He ain't supposed to be able to fly. Why would he do that shit to you at Herogasm, then not tell the rest of the suits we there? How can he cut a dude in half and wreck a plane and walk away on fire and not even fucking react to that shit? Cause that's what the report on it says. No signs of duress exhibited whatsoever. And I thought about it. And I wondered. What if the Homelander wasn't ever the one that needed watching?
No. I mean, what was he doing from the start? Even when he was born?
No. Just think about a 1 minute old baby with superpowers. Now try this. You're Black Noir. You got one job to do and one job only. One single fucking reason to be alive. And it looks like the son of a bitch ain't never gonna oblige you. Is it possible, just possible, that you might do something to try and make it happen? Is there some weird fucked up corner of your mind where you can make that shit make sense?
Wait a minute. He'd have to be completely fucking insane.
He's sitting on the kind of power means you can bench a dozen Mack trucks, and he can't use it. He's an assassin living with his target permanently. That be enough to get him there? I mean, shit, Huey, he's a fucking soup. It ain't exactly like it ever never happened before. Now, maybe he went crazy because of the job they gave him. Maybe it was like that all along, like they fucked up the DNA right at the...
No, hang on. This can't be right. It doesn't matter whether Black Noir is mental or not. The Homelander definitely is. There's what he's doing in the photos, for fuck's sake. That's what he did to Butchers.
Yeah. Is there? Come again? I was thinking it through, like I said. Staring at his picture in the file. That stupid fucking mess staring back at me. No eyes, no mouth, just black. I'm thinking, I can't even see your face, motherfucker. And out of nowhere, it flashes into my head. The shit you got on Maeve, or the Mauve, rather, that you stole from the docks. Remember the transcript when the Homelander calls Black Noir? Gets him to come down there so they can trick Mauve into fucking him? She'll never know. She won't figure it out until afterwards. We're the same size and everything. It's just too fucking good to be true. It's gonna be hilarious. Okay, I'll take the heavy breathing as a yes. I'll see you soon. Third from the front on the east side. Don't fuck it up or we'll never get another shot.
I did things! I put on your silly suit and I did things!
Yeah?
You fucking did, didn't you? Yeah. Just so much more than that. So many things they'll never know. Lovely things I like so much. So lovely, so scary, but I had to keep doing them. I had to get ready for the big one. My God, it was you. It was you and those fucking... Yeah, I took them. Click, 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 I took them. Why, for fuck's sake, told me to kill you, but they wouldn't let me do it. Wouldn't say do it. Wouldn't say. So lonely, so scared, so excited for so long. Got the little people, got your silly suit, got my camera. Then I got my pictures, but it's scary. So big, so scary. Keep my pictures, keep them. Then we hear about him. Send him my pictures. He knows what to do. Yeah! Jesus, what have I done? Are you scared of the notion by any sane measure of reality that you've done something catastrophic? Why can't I do the things I can do? I was always terrified because I wasn't... I'd never have done any of this if I didn't think I'd already... If that wasn't me and the... Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty, do you know what this means? It means you turned into a fucking psychopath by mistake. And fuck him up. Gut Tone, Gut A-Lock, Archer, Leader, Fox 3. Fox 3, Fox 3, Fox 3, Fox 3, Fox 3, Fox 3, Fox 3. Okay, just chill. Let them come to us. We too small for them to paint us on radar. Just duck whatever they throw at us and then get in amongst them. Watch it, you stupid shit! Out of the fucking way! No! Jesus fucking Christ! Move, move out of the way! You fucking, fucking fuck! You fucked my life! Fuck me! Jesus! Hey! Fuck! Look to your front! Look to your front! You're gonna have a target any second, boys, so get fucking ready! Listen, I'm just off the phone with MM, Black Noir's... Excuse me, that's the wrong fucking voice. Listen, I'm just off the phone with MM, Black Noir's... The spit of the Homelander, and he's the one done it all, yeah! How? Right, shift your ass there, mate. Dude, are you like English or something? Yeah, that's right, dude. I'm like English. Cowards! Oh, fuck, I don't like the look of that. Should we head over there? Like, maybe help? After you. Why don't they face us? Face us! What? Yogi Leader rolling in. Ah, targets look to be disengaging. Heading straight for the Potomac. Ah! Oh, my fucking God! Run! Soup, soup. Big Daddy and Buffalo Squadrons, get some while you can. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Yeah! Yeah! Come on, Marines! Pour it on! Holy shit. Body bag the motherfucker! Sir! Yeah! Mm.
always telling people not to make a song and dance at times like this, but here we are after all these fucking years. The way I see it, there might be enough of this shit still working that you're holding on to one or two memories. And if I'm lucky, this bit here, this bit right fucking here, this is the night you done what you done to my Becky. Ah, Joe Stevens and his people just made it through to the Pentagon. Sir, they want to know if we're taking prisoners?
Huh, now that is a good question.
Give us a minute here, will you, mate?
Aye, sure.
Oh, Becky, I'm sorry, love. That ain't what you wanted, would have wanted at all. It was 100% me. You would have hated what I've done with me life. And what I'm gonna do next, you'd hate that most of all.
The end. Alright guys, that's it. Just another version.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Obviously the next one is volume 12, which we already recorded part of. So, you know, I can just go ahead and release it a little early. So you'll get this and the other one. It's not gonna be this week. You're not gonna get you're not gonna get 11 and 12 that soon. But you are going to get it before the end of September. So that's a little treat. Even though technically I don't have enough days for a bonus comic. But that's going to be your little bonus comic. Just as a little squeeze in. So we can go ahead and finish The Boys in October. Just have the end of The Boys right in October. And then we'll announce our next exciting comic. Which is a little older. It's a classic. I haven't actually read it. Just like I haven't read The Boys. So this is new for me, as it might be to some of you, and I cannot wait to go through this one. I will give you a hint. There was a show, a little cartoon show made from it, and I'm going to actually watch it so I can get a feel for the voices of the characters, because I want to try to give that as much of a feel as it would if you were watching the cartoon show, for those of you that would be that remember it. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time real soon with the next part of The Boys. And it won't be volume 11, it'll be volume 12, The Bloody Door is Off. Again, I've already recorded some pages, so just get ready, because it's coming. All right, guys, see you next time. I'm out.